It happened then that after 5 or 6 days of those intense pains, to my great disappointment, those pains began to diminish. And so I would solicit my beloved Jesus to renew for me the crucifixion. And he, sometimes quickly and sometimes with some delay, would be pleased to transport me to the holy sites and to let me share in the pains of his sorrowful passion. Now the crown of thorns, now the scourging, now the carrying of the cross to Calvary, now the crucifixion. Sometimes one mystery per day, and sometimes everything in one day, according to his liking. And this was of highest pain and contentment for my soul. But it would become very bitter for me when the scene would change, and instead of I being the one who suffered, I would be the spectator, watching most loving Jesus suffer the pains of his sorrowful passion. Ah, how many times I found myself in the midst of the Jews, together with Queen Mama, seeing my beloved Jesus suffer. Ah, yes, it is yet true that it is easier for one to suffer oneself than to see the beloved suffer. Other times, I remember that in renewing these crucifixions, my sweet Jesus said to me, "My beloved, the cross allows one to distinguish the reprobates from the predestined. Just as on the day of judgment, the good will rejoice upon seeing the cross, so even now it can be seen whether one will be saved or lost. If, as the cross presents itself to the soul, she embraces it, carries it with resignation, with patience, and she kisses and thanks the hand which is sending it, here is the sign that she is saved. If, on the contrary, as the cross is presented to her, she gets irritated, despises it, and even reaches the point of offending me, you can say that that's a sign that the soul is heading on the way to hell. So will the reprobates do on the day of judgment. Upon seeing the cross, they will grieve and curse. The cross tells everything. The cross is a book that, without deception and in clear notes, tells you and allows you to distinguish the saint from the sinner, the perfect from the imperfect, the fervent from the lukewarm. The cross communicates such light to the soul that even now it allows one to distinguish not only the good from the evil, but also those who are to be more or less glorious in heaven, those who are to occupy a higher or a lower place. All other virtues remain humble and reverent before the virtue of the cross, and grafting themselves to it, they receive greater glory and splendor. Who can say what flames of ardent desires this speaking of Jesus would cast into my soul? I felt devoured by hunger for suffering, and in order to satisfy my yearnings, or rather, to better say it, in order to satisfy that which he himself infused in me, he would renew for me the crucifixion.